game last night. I mean, people like to think of things as these versus these. But one of the most difficult things is that's not your job to take sides. As I said, your job is to be there for everybody and to resolve things under the law, which takes time, it takes thought. These things aren't usually resolved. And so, of course, people will always want someone who will really decide the way I, says the average individual, want it decided, whether that's a conservative thing or a liberal thing. It's hardly surprising. The amazing thing about, to me, I mean, I've been a judge for almost 40 years, and really, when you put on that black robe, you understand whatever the appointments process, however politically involved it was, once you put on the robe of a judge, you're a judge. And that means you're a judge for every person.
Here's where I disagree slightly. I really like listening to the oral arguments. I don't always understand them. But if you want to know what the conference, if you will, is thinking, if you want to know what the Supreme Court is talking about, the oral arguments are really good. That kind of transparency I like. Going much beyond that, I don't need video. You know, this is not a stage play. But tell us what's going on. You know, even oral arguments that I don't understand, I still want. I mean, that's the transparency that I would want. What we've got now is just fine. Coming up, the founder of Second Amendment Foundation, Alan Gottlieb, will join us. We'll talk about your Second Amendment rights on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I'm U.S. Senate candidate Adam Laxalt, and I'm proud to be supported by President Trump in this important race. The choice couldn't be clearer for gun owners. Catherine Cortez Masto and the Democrats want to take away our Second Amendment rights. Masto stood with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to roll back our concealed carry rights, and in 2019 she even sponsored legislation to impose a gun ban. That's why Masto is backed by radical anti-gun groups and was given an F rating by the NRA. As your senator, I'll be a champion for our Second Amendment. I've twice been endorsed by the NRA and most recently the Gun Owners of America. As Attorney General, I stood up for Nevadans' right to bear arms. I expanded our concealed carry rights and sued liberals who tried to take our gun rights away. And when the Democrats tried to pass red flag laws to limit our gun rights, I fought back. Nevadans can count on me to defend our Second Amendment. I'm Adam Laxalt, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate, AdamLaxalt.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Democrats are livid with Senator Joe Manchin for saying no to President Biden's $2 trillion social spending plan. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
It's rare for a member of a president's own party to administer a fatal blow to their top legislative priority. But that's what happened when Manchin announced that he's a no vote on Build Back Better. It's also rare for a White House to angrily confront a congressional ally. But that's what happened when Press Secretary Jen Psaki accused Manchin of breaking his commitments to the president and fellow Democrats. Greg Clugston, Washington.
New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is blasting what she calls, quote, the old boys club in the Senate. She decries the Senate's low number of women, saying having more women would help the Senate impose what she calls some institutional discipline. Also at townhall.com, a daring overnight escape for captive missionaries in Haiti last week, eluding their kidnappers, leaving in the middle of the night. Officials with Christian Aid Ministries say the group of 12 navigated by the stars to get away. Ministry spokesman Weston Showalter says the missionaries had to wait for the right time.
On several occasions, they planned an escape, but they had decided if specific things didn't happen at specific times that they had determined as a group, They would accept that as God's direction to wait.
Well, the death toll in the Philippines now following a massive typhoon has surpassed 200, and authorities in several provinces say more than 50 people are still missing and feared dead. At its strongest, the typhoon packs sustained winds of 121 miles per hour. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
With a Democratic sweep officially in place, we are now at the mercy of tax and spend economics. Get ready for runaway national debt pushing the further devaluation of the dollar. So if you haven't invested in gold, now is the time to protect your savings. Birch Gold Group is the premier precious metals IRA company in America. With an A-plus BBB rating and thousands of satisfied customers, Birch Gold can help you move an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by gold. Go to birchgold.com/radio for your free information kit. That's birchgold.com/radio.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670. It's 2:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. The Southern Nevada Water Authority approved a proposal today which will ban grass in all new housing developments. Officials will now work with local municipalities to update codes to implement that ban, which applies to all new development aside from schools, parks, and cemeteries. Existing regulations ban grass in front yards and limit it to 50% of backyard areas. However, no resident who already has grass will be forced to remove it. Well, the Silver State added jobs last month as the unemployment rate has dipped. The Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation reports Nevada added 2,600 new jobs in November, bringing the state's employment level to more than 1,367,000 jobs. The state's unemployment rate dropped to 6.8%. That's down from 7.2% in October, but Nevada still has the second highest jobless rate in the country. California's number one at 6.9%. The national unemployment rate is 4.2%. Tickets are on sale for the NHL Fan Fest February 3rd through the 6th. Go to NHL.com for more information.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Look out for a crash on the eastbound State Route 160. That's Blue Diamond Road at Cimarron. The middle lane is blocked there, causing some confusion. Also, remember the road work on Interstate 11, both directions. That's between College Drive and Horizon. Those lane reductions are daily through Wednesday.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Great to have you with us on this holiday edition of Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ. We'll take you right up to 3 o'clock. Alan Gottlieb is the founder and of Second Amendment Foundation. He is also the chairman of Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. He's published numerous books on gun rights, and we are very happy to have him on the show. Alan, thank you so much for being a part of what we're doing today.
Hey, Kevin, it's great to be with you. Thank you.
I want to ask you, first of all, the Second Amendment Foundation recently endorsed Adam Laxalt in his bid to become a U.S. senator and replace Catherine Cortez Masto. I'm curious what you see in Adam Laxalt that made you want to early on give this endorsement.
Well, first of all, let me say that the foundation can't endorse candidates. But I, as the president of it individually and chairman of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, have endorsed Adam. And the main reason is that, you know, first of all, we have a 50-50 United States Senate, and with Chuck Schumer in charge, gun rights are really endangered. Adam Laxalt has been a Second Amendment supporter forever. I've known him, you know, for a number of years. He was a great attorney general defending gun rights, you know, in Nevada for Nevada residents. He could hit the ground running for the United States Senate because of his legal background and his, you know, being Attorney General, connections and people he knows in Washington, D.C. He wouldn't just be a pro-gun rights vote. He'd be a pro-gun rights leader. And it's really, really important to get Adam Laxalt elected to the United States Senate, not only to protect gun owners in Nevada, but to protect gun owners nationwide.
Alan, I'm curious, just in the last couple of days, we have found the Build Back Better bill has been stymied by Joe Manchin of West Virginia. I'm curious if there are other initiatives related to the Second Amendment that we have to be mindful of and do the same thing, find a way to beat them back.
Most definitely. You know, President Biden has pretty much said that he's in favor of banning semi-automatic rifles and 9mm handguns, flat-out banned. And unfortunately, for Nevada, your United States Senator there, Senator Masto, has been in support of Biden's anti-gun rights agenda. It's not good for Nevada. It's not good for America. And I think, quite frankly, he's been trying to get his Build Back Better agenda through. We're coming into next year, in the last session of the Senate, and what's going to happen is they're going to be pushing everything down gun owners' throats they can. And that's why it's really important we hold the line as much as we can, and in the midterm elections, get Adam Laxalt elected to the Senate from Nevada.
Is there specific legislation that is being promoted by Chuck Schumer, by Nancy Pelosi, by the president?
Yeah, there is, and it's being unfortunately also supported by your Democratic Senator Masto from Nevada. One of them is red flag laws on the federal level, which would have no due process protections for gun owners, so somebody could make a charge against the gun owner, and they could have all his guns confiscated without even getting a chance to go to court to even answer the complaints. There's also these proposed bans on semi-automatic weapons, and there's also things with veterans who come back from combat who they're trying to take their guns away from because they think they may have some mental health issues without any due process again. There's also, we have people on Social Security, that there's a move in the United States Senate to strip people from Social Security who can't manage their own financial affairs because they have their, you know, children doing it or somebody else doing it, and the right of gun ownership and take away their guns. We've got things of that nature. We've also, the most important thing is all the anti-gun rights nominees Biden is putting forward in the United States Senate to the U.S. Supreme Court. And Adam is really a great follower of cases in the U.S. Supreme Court. And unfortunately, your current senator is voting for and supporting all these anti-gun judges all across the country on the federal bench. Adam Laxalt, of course, would help stop that.
Alan, I'm curious, like a lot of different issues, voting rights, abortion, states are taking a more prominent role. Is that what's going to have to happen when it comes to our Second Amendment? Are we going to have local lawmakers at the state level, at the county and city level, for them to step up and preserve the Second Amendment? Is that going to be the way we're going to have to win this thing?
Well, that's one of the ways we're going to have to move forward to win this. And a lot of states are doing that. Texas has been a really great example, just as one example. Florida's been another great example. Unfortunately, right now, Nevada's politicians aren't exactly so pro-gun rights, those in control. But, of course, we still have the battle, like it or not, on the federal level, because federal law a lot of times supersedes state laws, and there's a very big, heavy push to discriminate against states' rights, individual rights, and push more federal regulations on gun owners. So, again, all the more reasons why we need an Adam Laxalt in the United States Senate as a gun rights leader.
I'm just curious, has anybody tried going through the courts? I mean, have the courts been of any help to the Second Amendment over the course of the last 5-10 years?
Oh, most definitely. The Second Amendment Foundation, of course, was very involved in the Heller decision from the Supreme Court, and we filed a case with McDonald for the U.S. Supreme Court that wiped out the Chicago handgun ban and also incorporated the Second Amendment through the 14th Amendment, making it applicable to all the states, which now has allowed the Supreme Court to take another case out of New York on their carry laws, which are very discriminatory about who gets the right to carry a firearm for self-protection for themselves and their family. And that case has already been argued and heard by the Supreme Court. We expect a decision coming out in June, and there's a whole bunch more of them already piled up in the federal courts for the Supreme Court to take a review. That's why all these judge appointments are so vitally important, and why we really need Adam Laxalt there, making sure that no bad, nominees get confirmed to the judgeships, and we get good Second Amendment, judges across the country.
Again, Alan Gottlieb joining us, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and the chairman of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. He has published numerous books on gun rights. What is your latest, by the way?
My latest one is Good Guys with Guns, which shows a lot of significant examples of people using firearms for good purposes, saving lives across the country. A lot of stories that the national media likes to ignore.
I'm curious what you think of the left's strategy. Do you get a sense of what their strategy is nationally, obviously, state by state and coast to coast? Do you get a sense that there is some sort of strategy that the left is trying to use to take away our right to keep and bear arms?
Well, I think the strategy they try to use is they try to say that for quote-unquote common sense gun control, when in fact you're talking about gun confiscation and gun prohibition, which is far from common sense. And then what they're taking a look at doing it is saying, well, I'm for the Second Amendment, but I support this, I support that, I support that, all of which erode Second Amendment rights. So they don't want to really come out, head out in front and say, I'm coming to take your guns, but that's what their intent is, and that's where they're going. Some of them, like Beto O'Rourke, has come out and said, I'm coming to take your guns. But by and large, most of them like to try and play, below the radar, but when a vote comes up in the United States Senate or the House of Representatives, they tend to vote against gun rights every single time.
I'm curious about the folks that want to kind of do an end run on the Second Amendment, taxing ammo, taxing guns, making it unreasonable for folks to keep and bear arms to where it's just too damn expensive. Can you talk a little bit about some of the things you've seen around the country of trying to discourage gun purchasing and gun ownership?
Sure, that's sort of like where your Democrat senator right now from Nevada falls in. Senator Masto is sort of in that category. And what they try to do is they try to tax guns and ammunition to the point where you can't afford to have it. There's some places now are trying to push mandatory insurance policies that aren't even written so that you couldn't get them. And if the policy isn't written, you can't own a gun. They're looking all kinds of ways of, tap dancing on the head of the pin, so to speak, without sticking the pin right into the Second Amendment. But the bottom line is that these people are not Second Amendment supporters. They don't believe you have a right to have the means to defend yourself or your family. And they like to, dance around a little bit so they can say that, hey, I support the Second Amendment, but I don't mind taxing it out of existence. I don't mind regulating it out of existence. you know, I don't mind, you know, mandating all kinds of insurance policies that insurance companies won't write, and then if they won't write them, you can't buy the gun or own it. That's sort of what we're dealing with all across the country.
Tell me what you are hearing, because I know you write, you're very prolific, you are a leader in the field, but a lot of people don't realize that we've got a midterm election coming up, and it's really important to find out what people are thinking. Do you get a sense that the Virginia feeling, the gubernatorial election there, that that is something that can carry over into the midterms? I mean, is there? It seems like a long time away for the midterm elections, but it's right on top of us. Give me your sense of what people are telling you.
Well, I'm really glad you raised the Virginia experience, because Virginia, the state house flipped and the governor's office flipped, the attorney general flipped, the lieutenant governor flipped, and it all was because of the gun rights issue, because they went overboard regulating, banning firearms in Virginia, and a lot of gun owners, you know, realized, hey, I got to, you know, turn out to vote. And if you take a look at the voting turnout in the more rural, heavily areas of Virginia that have high gun ownership, it was record turnout and record votes for the getting rid of the incumbencies of the people that were there and bringing in, you know, pro-gun candidates into public office. I think you're going to see that very heavily in Nevada as well. I think that's going to help ensure Adam Laxalt's victory. But again, if gun owners don't turn out to vote, you know, Laxalt will not be our next U.S. senator from Nevada.
Alan, unfortunately, we're running out of time. If folks want to reach out to you at the Second Amendment Foundation, if they want to help you in your vital work to keep and bear arms in our country, where can they find you? How can they reach out to you?
Real easy, on the internet at saf.org, samalphafrank.org, or just put Second Amendment Foundation in your browser and we'll pop right up, and we appreciate everybody's support. And they can get a good idea of all the legal cases going on. And why it's so important that you get pro-gun judges nominated and confirmed. And the only way we're going to get that done is we change the Senate right now, get Adam Laxalt elected to the United States Senate from Nevada.
Alan, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. We'll talk again soon, I promise.
Thank you.
There you go. Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, really name brand organization when it comes to keeping our Second Amendment rights preserved. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
We're tuning in now to a press conference where a spokesperson for New Mail Medical Center is answering questions from the media. Take a listen.
Yeah. Many men have tried pills with no success, or they have had bad side effects. What makes New Mail any different?
Our treatments can work even when pills have failed. Next question.
What if someone is diabetic, has high blood pressure, or even had prostate surgery?
We've treated tens of thousands of patients just like that, and with great success. Next question.
And for men who don't have ED, can New Mail still help them be at their best?
New Mail offers low T treatments, peptide therapy, medically managed weight loss, even treatments for hair loss.
Call now at 702-919-0609 or visit online at numale.com. Call New Mail Medical Center at 702-919-0609.
702-919-0609. That's 702-919-0609. New Mail, the experts in men's sexual health.
Attention Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In case you just joined us on this holiday edition of Live and Local, Joe Manchin was the life of the party yesterday. He was on with Brett Baer on Fox News Sunday and essentially put a dagger through the heart of the Build Back Broke bill. They call it Build Back Better bill, BBB. But essentially it's the Build Back Broke bill because he'll if they dare pass that stuff, we will be broke, all of us. It will not be pretty. It doesn't cost $1.75 trillion. It costs more on the order of $4 or $5 trillion. But they don't seem to care. Anyway, this was Joe Manchin essentially killing off the Build Back Broke bill. Cut number two, go.
Well, Brett, you know, this is a mammoth piece of legislation, and I had my reservations from the beginning when I heard about it 5.5 months ago, and I've been working diligently every day and every minute of every day. I've been working on this, meeting with whether it be the president, President Biden, whether it be Majority Leader Schumer and his staff, whether it would be with Nancy Pelosi, all of my colleagues, I mean, from all different spectrums of the political spectrum, if you will, from the right to the left, I've done everything humanly possible. And you know my concerns I had, and I still have these concerns, and where I'm at right now, the inflation that I was concerned about, it's not transitory, it's real, it's harming every West Virginian. It's making it almost difficult for them to continue to go to their jobs, the cost of gasoline, the cost of groceries, the cost of utility bills, all of these things are hitting in every aspect of their life. And you start looking, and then you have the debt that we're carrying at $29 trillion. You have also the geopolitical unrest that we have. You have the COVID variant, and that is wreaking havoc again. People are concerned. I've been with my family. I know everyone's concerned. So when you have these things coming at you the way they are right now, I've always said this, Brett, if I can't go home and explain it to the people of West Virginia, I can't vote for it. And I cannot vote to continue with this piece of legislation. I just can't. I've tried everything humanly possible. I can't get there.
You're done. This is a no.
This is a no on this legislation. I have tried everything I know to do. And the president has worked diligently. He's been wonderful to work with. He knows I've had concerns and the problems I've had. And you know, the thing that we should all be is directing our attention towards the variant, the COVID that we have coming back at us in so many different